2023. That's the overture to Merrily We Roll Along. Hello, I'm Mark Bilsby.
And I'm Julia Roofy.
And welcome to 60 Minutes of Grease, Paint and Stage Lights. Now, last week Alistair was with us. This week you are. Next week Alistair. And then you're with us the following week.
I know, and I haven't seen Alistair for weeks and
weeks. I know.
It just turns out that way, doesn't it?
That's the way things are. It's that time of year, isn't it? Everyone's getting ready for other shows and you're directing, which we're going to talk about. We've got director's post as well. But the thing is, the only problem with doing this is that last week, Alistair got 3 out of 3 on the RC Expert.
Oh, thank you for telling me that.
Well, I just want to share it with you. Anyway, stick around for the next hour. We've got some great music and we also got our usual features.
Yes, we have indeed. We've got quite an interesting 2 at 22.
Right.
Which I think not everybody's going to really know, but I'm not going to tell you what it is for now.
Okay.
Because it's currently on tour. And our lyrical challenge is actually also difficult.
It's a difficult week.
It's a difficult week.
You listen to Grease, Paint and Stage Lights.
I took a giant step. I'm mighty proud of me. Today I am the man I had to be. Those apron strings at last are cut. It's like I grew some wings and flew out of my Oedipal rut. I leaped a giant leap. I made the winning play. It ain't July, but hey, it's Independence Day. No more sunny boy, it's Mr. Albert P. I took a giant step, a self-reliant step, a brave, defiant step. And I'm free. I climbed a giant peak, a daring thing to do. I'm way up high, oh Rosie, what a view. I see the future and it's bright. It's no more mama, anything you say from morning to night. I took a giant step, a wimpy kid no more. You never saw a turnaround like this before. It's just one small step for mankind, but for me it was a forceful step, a most resourceful step, a bold and brassy step, a sassy, classy step, a self-reliant step, a brave, defiant step. I took a giant step, and I'm free.
It's time for this week's Lyrical Challenge on Grease, Paint and Stage Lights.
Yes, here we go. As I said, it's a difficult one this week. I'm eager to share my love and devotion. It's deep as the ocean. I've plenty to spare, and since it's so ample, I'll throw you a sample.
Very good. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was well researched.
Yeah, it's quite it's a difficult one this week.
Is. Okay.
I don't know whether anyone will get it.
One more time.
Okay, here we go. I'm eager to share my love and devotion. It's deep as the ocean. I've plenty to spare, and since it's so ample, I'll throw you a sample.
If you know what it is, it's musicals@btinternet.com. Still to come, we've got Sound of Music, Five Guys Named Mo, Shrek, and also this.
When you walk through a storm, keep your chin up high. And don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is the golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark.
up.
Get up.
Who are you?
Gotta get going.
Going? Where?
Never mind where. Important thing is you can't stay here.
Julie? Julie!
She can't hear you.
Who decided that?
You did. When you killed yourself.
I see. It's all over.
It isn't as simple as that. As long as there is one person who remembers you, it isn't over.
What are you gonna do to me?
I'm not gonna do anything. I just came to fetch you. Take you up to the judge.
Judge? Am I going before the Lord God himself?
What have you ever done that you should go before him?
That's it, huh? Yeah, that just like Jigga said. There ain't no Supreme Court for us little people. Just police magistrates. I tell you, if they treat me up there like they did down here on Earth, I'm gonna do something about it. I'm dead now. I ain't got nothing to lose. I'm gonna stand up for my rights. You understand me? I'm gonna go straight to the top!
Get in touch. Visit our website, greasepaintandstagelights.co.uk.
I waited all my life, lived it by the book. Now I know that's not my story. You take me as I am, love me as I look, standing here in
how the little ogre came to live on the swamp with a beautiful prince.
And his best friend. And his best friend.
And a gingerbread bear.
And a very handsome puppet.
And an elf.
Okay. And a fairy godmother.
Okay,
and a
prince.
And
a cross-dressing wolf. Well, three things.
What makes a pet
star?
What makes a pet star?
Story here on Grease Paint and Stage Lights. And before that, You'll Never Walk Alone from Carousel. You're back directing, aren't you, Mrs.
I am indeed. Yes, it's been a while, actually. Yes,
yeah. So what are you directing, then?
I'm directing Parade.
And what appealed to you about Parade?
It's a very contentious thing because there's a lot of racism in it. but it's a completely true story.
Completely
true story, and a horrific story. And I think that's kind of what appealed to me, really.
Yeah.
Is that we have to access the reality of it.
When did it start? When did you get...
When did it start?
Yeah, when did you get a phone call come through saying, hello,
I got the phone call quite a long time ago, actually. The phone call just after I got back from New Zealand in February. But we started last night. We've got eight-week rehearsal period. And
is that all?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's kind of average, really, for, good. I mean, I think amateurs do longer. This is a charity.
Yes, and that was interesting. So you're doing a charity one, so it's raising money for who?
It's for the scanner appeal at Stoke Mandeville Hospital.
Ah, in Buckinghamshire.
Yeah.
Very nice. Oh, good. And how's it going so far?
We've had one rehearsal, which was a music rehearsal, and actually it was. I mean, the music is really quite... It's really appropriate, but the opening was just... blew my head off. It was really fantastic.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
We're not going to play the opening, though, are we?
No, we're not. We're going to play You Don't Know This Man, which is Lucille berating, effectively, someone who's tried to question her about her husband, who's now in prison.
You don't know this man. You don't know a thing. You come here with these horrifying stories, contemptible conceits, and you say you understand how a man's heart beats, and you don't know a thing. You don't know this man. You don't even try. When a man his mother every Sunday, pays his bills before they're due, works so hard to feed his family, there's your murderer for you. And you stand here spitting words that you know aren't true. Not a morsel, not a crumb, not a clue. I have nothing more to say to you.
Get in touch. Text 07857 982 459.
Headed for the station in the back of my back. Tired of transportation in the back of my hat. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack. And hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke from the stack. A Colorado Democratic fellas named Mac. Take me right back to the track, Jack. But a laugh and a laugh. You need some conversation to get back in the lab. You take a morning paper from the top of the stack and read the situations from the front to the back. The only job that's open needs a man with a knack. So put it right back in the rack, Jack. Take me right back to the track now.
it's time to ask the experts on grease paint and stage lights.
Now, the pressure is on because last week, Mr. Woodgate got 3 out of 3.
Oh.
So let's see how you get on.
Okay.
Now, we did play Parade, and also I must say we did play Chichu Chibugi from Five Guys Named
Moe. Do you know what? I loved Five Guys Named Moe. What a fabulous show that was.
First show I saw, and I was very excited to be up down. That and Buddy were the first two ones. And I couldn't work out why people kept leaping out of their chairs. I thought it was for every show after that.
Yeah.
Didn't go down where in Les Mis.
No, I bet it didn't.
Anyway, here we go. In question number one, which 2010 film was turned into a musical with songs by Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Hamilton? No, not Hamilton. Heathers? No, he didn't write Heathers, did he?
No.
Oh, I'll have to think about that one.
Question two, Samantha Barks starred in the West End film to stage adaptation from 2021 to 2024. Name the show and character, and it's a Disney one.
What were the dates again?
21 to 2024.
That's where she starred in it. Was it Frozen?
It was, yeah. What part did she play?
I don't remember. I saw it too, and I reviewed it. I can't remember now.
It began with an E.
Yes, it was either Elsa or Anna.
I'll give you Elsa.
Okay.
Question three. Spice Girls Mel C received an Olivier Award nomination for her role in which musical?
No idea.
Okay, right. So if you know the answer, please help.
Failed miserably.
Please help out. We need the answer to question number one. Which 2010 film was turned into a musical with songs by Lin-Manuel Miranda? And Spice Girls Mel C received an Olivier Award nomination for her role in which musical? If you know what they are, musicals at beatinternet.com.
Great songs, grease paint and stage lights from the best musicals.
What makes a man far more attractive is a philanthropic flourish. A love for the theatre is a love that we should nourish. Take care, though, when investing in a play. Reviewers may be critical and over-analytical, while audiences rush to stay away. It can be a hit-and-miss affair, dear fellow, being a playwright, but once you've had a hit, then everything is transformed. Like vultures around carrion or moths around a candle, you soon have more investors than a chap cares to handle. But if you'd like a flutter, here's a play I can endorse. Read the script, you'll be gripped. You must back the right horse. Now, if you took a quarter share in my play, it'd be a gold mine, no matter what the critics say. Like flies around a nasty stick, the critics get more perky while sharpening their pencils for the next Western Turkey. But biff them with a smasher, and they'll have but one recourse. They'll admit you're a hit. You must back the right horse. If you took a half share, it'd make history. And if you took it all, you'd be king of the world. Biff! You need helping, somebody to guide you, someone with finesse. Pups need whelping, I'll be there beside you, and I'll soon return your cash. I see the London opening. An overnight sensation. They're screaming for the author. Author! With a standing ovation.
A standing ovation.
Go on then, get up, you buckers. I hate to disappoint them, taking centre stage, of course. I then bow.
And there you heard Back the Right Horse, unsurprisingly. And that was from Half Sixpence. Now, that's the new version of it, isn't it?
Which that's
was
the live version, 2016.
2016, yeah. Yeah. Different from the original.
And before that, we had...
And before that, we had Benjamin Calypso from Joseph and his amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
I mean, it's so many years old. It was the first one that Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice did.
And they wrote it for a school, didn't they?
They wrote it for a school. But the variation in musical genres is very good for a musical.
Well, I think that was deliberate, wasn't it? Because it was giving the school the chance to try everything.
So
I think that was deliberate.
Ah, clever, clever. Now, if you've got something to talk about, do get in touch. It's musicals@btinternet.com. We'd love to hear from you if you've got some suggestions for the programme. And the Tour 22 today is The Lightning Thief.
It's The Lightning Thief. It is indeed. I don't know how many people have seen that. It was on in town. It's now on tour.
It's on tour. I went to see it at Milton Keynes.
And did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed the enthusiasm of the youngsters.
Oh, I bet they loved it, yeah. Yes.
All the youngsters in the audience were. So, and if you're an avid fan of the books, then there's a lot to live up to in the books, because the books is very good, but then when you see the musical, it's lacking a bit of oomph.
Right,
if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So everyone sort of goes along. I mean, it's a full house, but you go along thinking, oh, it's going to be just like the book, but it's not. It's very difficult to bring it up to the book. Music was good, do you know when you get someone who sings, but they almost shout and pitchy and very, that was hurting my hearing aids.
Ooh. It was probably also very loud, wasn't it?
It was very loud.
Because a lot of musicals now, especially the tours, seem to be absolutely blastingly loud.
Yes. And the other thing I found is being the lightning thief, there was only one lightning, which was plastic light thing she pulled out of a bag. And that was it.
Oh.
I thought it'd be a bit more, you know...
More effects, perhaps.
Yes. There was a pair of shoes that floated off a box. That was good.
Oh, right.
I enjoyed that. But, I gave it 3 stars out of 5.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, who am I? I'm 62 years of age.
Well, yes, it's not really... It's not really meant for you, is it?
Not really. But if you've been to see it and you disagree, it should be 5 stars, let us know. It's musicals@btinternet.com. So that's coming up. That's our tour at 22. But to get us there, we've got Blues in the Night, A Bit of Beautiful and Cabaret.
Money makes the belt go around, the belt go around, the belt go around. Money makes the belt go around, it makes the belt go round. A buck or a pound is all that makes a belt go around, that clinking, clanking sound. It makes a belt
if you happen to be rich and to feel like a knight, entertainment to the day for the gay escapade. If you happen to be rich all alone and you need a companion, you can ring for the maid. If you happen to be rich and you find you are left by your lover and you mourn and you groan by your love, you can take it on the chin for the cat and begin to recover from your 14 carat yacht.
What money makes the world go around? The world go around.
Then you haven't any shoes on your feet, and your coat's in its paper, and you look so down from the wind. When you go to get a bird of advice from a fat little puppy, you pretend you would love evermore. But when hunger comes around, tat 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 tat, as the dynasty allows, flies out the door. Money, 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 a mark, a yen, a buck, 4 pounds, that clinking, clanking, clanking sound. It's all that makes the world go round. It makes the world go
www.greasepaintandstagelights.co.uk.
I want her and I need her, and someday, someway, whoa, whoa, I'll meet her. She'll be kinda shy and real good.
Something out of a Balzac novel.
Then marry me.
Okay, I'll move in with you. Maybe that'll hold you.
Not for long.
Stagelights is what you're listening to, and that was Carole King, the Carole King story, the beautiful Walking in the Rain. That's a good show.
It was a great show. It was a great show, and I had no idea that she'd written all those songs.
I know. I mean, I saw it on the amateur circuit. Did you see it professionally or amateur?
I saw it when it very first opened originally.
So you must have been sitting there going, ooh.
I was. Oh, okay. Didn't know that.
Were other people in the auditorium doing the same? Nudging each other?
I was sitting next to somebody who was a Carole King sort of fanatic fan. And he and his wife were sitting there, and every time a new song came on, he was going, yes. And his fists were going, yes. Really
quietly. They put that one in. That's good. Brilliant. We've got our tour 22 coming on very shortly. It's The Lightning Thief, which I went to see at Milton Keynes. It's on tour. To visit our website, you can find out the review and all the tour dates and where it's going to. But taking us up to that is Blues in the Night from Stomping at the Savoy.
When I was young and riding high, if I can get myself together, I think I'll give it one more try. But now I'm just sitting here drinking and thinking of the days gone by.
Now it's time for this week's 2 at 22. Two songs from one show on grease paint and stage lights.
Come on, grab some ambrosia and let the nectar flow.
Why is everyone scraping part of their plate into the fire? Is the food here really that bad?
Offering to the gods. It's not enough that they're omnipotent and all-powerful. They need to feel appreciated. To the gods.
To the gods!
Couldn't be worse when your parents run the universe.
All things couldn't be worse when your folks run the universe.
My dad is Hermes, he messengers things. You'll know his sign by his shoes with those wings. I'd wait by the phone, but the phone never rings. Oh, no. When your dad's a god, life can be tough. I met the guy once, and once was enough.
No, I hear that.
Annabeth.
My mom's Athena. She's smart and she's wise. She's sworn off gluten and she's sworn off guys. But if she came to camp, it'd be a surprise. Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh, and my stepmom. She hates me and Kenya and I ran away.
Wait, is that true?
Everybody.
All things couldn't be worse when your parents run the universe. All things couldn't be worse when your folks run the universe.
All right, who's next?
Oh, okay, let me see. In some dumb mason jar.
Ooh, my turn. I'm the child of Pan, god of the wild. For those who love nature, they're often beguiled. He's not really my dad, but I'm sort of his child. Oh no. To explore new frontiers, and no one has seen him for thousands of years.
All things couldn't be worse when your parents run the universe. All things couldn't be worse when your folks run the universe.
Chiron, who's your dad?
Oh, well, my father is Cronos. Remember my lecture, he ate his children.
Chiron wins.
Yeah.
Yeah, his dad's definitely the worst.
How about you, Selena?
The goddess of love, my mom's Aphrodite. She tries to be cool, but mainly she's fighty. I'll bring home a boy, and she's there in her nighty.
Oh, it's
your turn.
Yeah, come on, Percy. If I try to sing, it'll probably cause an avalanche.
Oh, we're all friends here. Come on, give it a shot.
Okay. My mom was named Sally. She loved scary movies and food that was blue.
He's doing
and...
it wrong.
Yeah, who's your godly parent?
Oh, I don't know.
It's all right. A lot of half-bloods never know their godly parent. Just give it a try.
All right. So my dad is some god. That's great, I guess. Did he not want me or not want the stress? Too bad he's the worst, and my life is a mess. Oh no.
Oh yeah,
I hope he shows even a trace, cause I've got some choice words to throw in his face.
Yeah.
When your parents run the universe, all things couldn't be worse.
But I don't care where our parents may be, as long as you are here with me.
We don't care where our parents may be, as long as you are here with me. As long as you are here with me.
You're in the middle of this week's 2 at 22.
Seems my good intentions always crash and burn. Everything I try to do will fail. Never once will I prevail, going wrong at every turn.
What belongs to the sea can always return.
What belongs to the sea can always return. It's a seashell. No. It's a gift from a god. Maybe my dad was a screw up too. His best laid plans always falling through. Maybe he did the best that he could do. Maybe my dad wasn't always there. Maybe he never knew how to care. But hey, that's life and life ain't fair. And I know right now things are less than fine. But I think my dad may have thrown me a line. I'm the son of Poseidon, and I am gonna win. The son of Poseidon, and I'm done running.
I know how to get out of here. I'll come back for you, Mom. I promise. It's a portal!
What?
Oh, come on! We were set up, and I think I know who did the setting.
But if it's not Hades...
Who wins if the gods go to war? Ares, the god of war. I bet he's watching us right now. Show yourself!
Well, he'll have to get through me.
Goat with a great goatee. Let's do this.
So this could be the end, but I'm sad, 'cause you're the two best friends this screw up ever had. And now I'll make this right for me and for my dad. I'm the son of Poseidon, bringing all your flame. The son. Going down all the same.
Ha! Your mouth's talking trash. You better rinse it. You may dismiss. I'll hit a mince it. I'm gonna have my war. Now give me some space. I'm gonna wipe that stupid head off of yours. Afraid of a little water.
How do you feel about a lot of it?
I'm the son of Poseidon. I never asked to be, but I'm the son of Poseidon. Now face the tide
inside of me.
That was this week's 2 at 22 on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
See, told you they were good. I mean, the lady, I've got to give her credit, the lady who's, I think it was Simone, she played the mum.
Mm-hmm.
And she also, if you read for her biog, she was the understudy for Whitney Houston. So you can imagine what her voice was like.
Yeah, yeah.
And the campfire song was such a lovely song. Always nice. Good special effects, but you need to see it. Yeah. You know.
Who wrote the music?
Oh, that's asking me a question.
Yeah.
Not too sure. I'll have to look that one up.
Yeah, we'll look it up.
Yeah, okay. And we're still looking for the answers for which 2010 film was turned into a musical with songs by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Miranda.
Miranda. What did I say then?
You said Miranda.
See, that's why you're here, you I and know. Alistair. See, I just press the buttons and ask questions that hopefully people want to ask. Okay, any idea what it was? You want to say, but you don't, do you? Should I give it to you?
Go on.
Bring it on.
Yeah, I knew I wouldn't know it.
Yeah, there we are. And then question number 3, Spice Girls Mel C received an Olivier Award nomination for her role in which musical?
It's gone again.
You sure?
Well, I thought I'd got it, and then I'm not sure now.
Go on, then we'll say what you're thinking.
No, I can't remember.
we'll leave that one open if you know what it is.
Leave it open.
It's musicals.
I think I will get it.
Yeah.
I think it'll come back to me.
Yeah, because you spoke about it before we sat down to record. You asked me a question.
I did.
Who went to see and review a show?
Yeah. And it's the name of the Blood Brothers.
Hey,
it's Blood Brothers, of course it is.
How long have you had this trouble, mate?
Oh, God. I thought of it earlier and then I just couldn't think. What was it?
I would like a cake of castile soap and a powder puff shampoo. Is there a sale on? Let me have a hairnet bubble bath. How much do you charge for your Mona Lisa?
Mr. Novak, are you leaving?
Should be good news for you, Miss Bolish. Very good news. I won't be arguing with you anymore. I've just quit my job.
Why?
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't have much choice.
I don't know what to say.
Then don't say anything. Especially now that you're sorry. Let's not end our relationship on that false note. Goodbye, Miss Bolish.
Mr. Novak, may the condemned woman have one last word. I never wished you harm, ever. You've got to believe that.
Shopping here.
I believe believe you, Miss Polish. May I say I sincerely hope you marry a very nice man and have many children. And for the sake of my successor in this job, I hope it's soon.
Pencil and emery board and a tube of your cold cream. Do you have a lotion good for soothing sensitive skin? Let me have a hair net, bubble bath. How much do you charge?
Challenge on grease paint and stage lights.
When you hear that, that means it's near the end of the program, but you're looking a bit grumpy, Mrs. Hart.
Well, I just thought I'd mention that we didn't actually tell anybody the songs from The Lightning Thief.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was very good of you. You said we. You could have said I didn't.
Yes, I could have done that, but I'm very fair.
Very good. Yes, yeah, we played the campfire song.
The campfire song, and then we played Son of Poseidon.
Yeah. Two of the best songs, I think, in the show.
Yeah.
Oh, apart from DOA, Dead on Arrival. That was
good. Oh, yes.
That was good. Anyway, that's near enough the end of the programme. Thank you so much for your company. It's just me and Mrs. R for this week. And next week will be Alistair. Then Julia will be back for the following week. I think it's the 22nd of September onwards. And then we go back to... Well, actually, no, I tell you what we're going to do after that. We're going to put your special programme. You know when you picked those songs?
Oh, yes, I did, didn't I? Yes.
We'll put that out. And then we'll put Alistair's out the following week. And then we'll get together after that.
Yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
Are you ready for the answer to Lyrical Challenge? But before you get there, I'm Mark Bilsby.
And I'm Julia Roofy.
And the answer to this week's Lyrical Challenge.
You got me from On the Town.
I'm eager to share my love and devotion. It's deep as the ocean. I've plenty to spare. And since it's so ample, I'll throw you a sample. I will fix you up on the spot. So forget the things you have not. Can't you see, kid, what a very rare treasure you got? You got me. You got my whole muscular equipment from A to Z, and it's free, baby. It's all free.
It's all free. It's all free. It's all free.
You got me, baby. You got me. You got my enthusiasm on the land and sea. You got my whole.
It's all free. It's all free.
Come on, Sheila.
Get off of me, please.
I'm filled to the brim with eager affection that seeks a direction. My vigor and vim leave no one excluded, and you are included. I will get you out of your lull. You won't be.
You got me, baby, you got me. You got a guy who always functions systematically. You got my whole family in Peoria for you to see. And it's free, baby.
it's all free.
It's all free. It's all free. It's all free.
Come on, get up, Disney!
You got a date with Lucy Schmieler, girl of mystery.
Mystery.
You got her home, reservoir of passion to fill your need. And it's free, baby, without fee, baby. Can't you see, baby, it's all free.
You got he,
you got she, you got we.
That's it for another week on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Thank you very much.
We try our best to check all songs to make sure they are profanity free, but should we miss one, then please accept our deepest apologies. No one involved in Grease Paint and Stage Lights is out to offend or knowingly play these songs. Thank you.